I'm back with a brand new series called Teresa Caputo, Raising Spirits. Check out Teresa Caputo, Raising Spirits on Lifetime every Thursday night. Check your local listings.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hey, I'm Teresa Caputo. You might know me as the Long Island Medium. Why do people call me that? Well, I talk to the dead. My job is to help spirit communicate to their loved ones here in the physical world that they are safe and at peace, and that there is more to life than this. This podcast gives me the opportunity to share my gift with more people than ever before, and to give all of you a better understanding of how I communicate with spirit. Hey guys, welcome to this week's episode of Hey Spirit. Today we have Michelle. She was actually a winner. She had bid on the reading at a silent auction for the John Thiessen Foundation. I told her, people that get on the podcast are like, I called the number. I never thought you'd call me back. So if you guys are out there thinking I'd love to be a guest or know someone that would want to be a guest on Hey Spirit, call 1-866-T-Caputo and leave a message. We might just call you back. And I think you will find that there is no such thing as a coincidence. And timing is everything with Michelle's experience today. Oh my God, it was so unbelievable that she was freaking me out with the messages that her loved ones were delivering. So I hope you all enjoy this amazing episode of Hey Spirit. Hello, Michelle, and welcome to Hey Spirit. I appreciate you allowing me to share my gift with you. I consider it such an honor and a privilege to be able to do that, so I thank you for that. Mm-hmm. I always say to people, it's not easy being on the other side of receiving the messages. I find people all the time, like, they're like, oh my God, I'm such a big fan. I've been to your shows. I've watched your Long Island Medium. I've read all your books. Then they're getting a reading and they're like, literally like a deer in headlights.
That's how I feel. That's exactly how I feel.
I knew this week I was going to be reading someone, the winner of the, it was a raffle from John Thiessen. Is that correct?
Correct. Yes, that is me. So can't believe I won.
But you know what, Michelle, this is what people say all the time. So usually I attend that fundraiser. Anyone listening that is not familiar with the John Thiessen Foundation, he is a foundation here on Long Island, and it helps families that are in need that have sick children. And it's just this amazing organization. So you're from Long Island?
I am. Yes.
Oh, okay, great. A couple of towns over.
Great. Very close.
Yeah, because, you know, that's one of the things also with the podcast. Like, I'm able to read people all over the world, all over the country. So it's such a great opportunity. So I always like ask someone, like, how did you get on Hey Spirit? Where are you from?
Only a few towns away.
What I love is how I allow spirit to channel, that people always say, I feel like I just had a conversation with them. So I really allow them to take over. So I am going to start with the mother energy that is departed. So if your mom is not departed, it would be grandmother, aunt, or someone like a mom.
Okay. So grandmother, but also my husband's mother, who I never met.
Your mother-in-law.
Okay. Yes.
Did you just look at a picture of her?
Yes.
Because I never had this before. She literally just said, this is me, and showed me a picture. I'm like, I don't know what it looks like. Yes. Because I don't see that way. But she made me feel like you just did this.
Yep, it's the only way I've ever seen her, through a picture.
But it's the one she shows me of just her face, and she's smiling from ear to ear. Is that correct?
Yes. Yes, absolutely.
So now I just gave myself the freaking chills, because how would I know that?
It's the one person, two people who I was hoping would come through, and she is one of them. And I didn't know if she would or not.
First one.
Oh, gosh.
First one.
Yes.
But I feel like it's so important. because, and I love, like, how crazy is this with this picture?
Yeah.
And saying, this is really how I am. And it's almost like she showed me how vibrant she is, how much she truly loved life. It's so remarkable. And she says, she literally made me feel the emotion that, why would I not show up, Michelle? You gave life back to my son.
I did.
You allowed my son to have the dreams that he thought were over when I died. And he struggled so much, she tells me, with unconditional love. Like, he didn't understand that. And, oh, she's funny, your mother-in-law. She goes, you know how hard she had to work to block those walls? Because my son, after I died, put all these walls up and wouldn't let anybody in.
Teresa, oh my God, yes. Yes, absolutely.
She literally leaned over and whispered in my ear. So this is something that you might want to share with your husband, because I feel like this is the way that she would be. She literally leaned over and whispered in my ear and was like, my son thinks you're crazy, by the way. That's okay. Most husbands do.
Yes. I had to kick everyone out of the house today. I told them if they were here, I'm like, spirit won't come through. Go away.
Listen, spirit comes through. And even when people, and I find sometimes, Michelle, it's so interesting because I talked about this earlier, that people that are a little, I always like to say, don't understand what I do. I feel like sometimes they have the best experience sometimes because they're not expecting anything.
No.
There's no expectation. And they just think I'm just plumb crazy. But then when these little things, I know it sounds so being like, you know, someone might be listening and saying, so what? She was looking at a picture of her mother-in-law that passed. But it's like,
how would you know that?
Right. How would I know that? That's the only way. But this is why it was like so important to say, you know what? Yes. Like, I see you have grandparents on the other side. There are other mother energies and things like that. But to validate that it's her, she needed to say, no, it's right. It is me. And showed me that picture. And the only way that you know her is through that picture. And that's exactly how she presents herself here today. So know that she wants to thank you for giving her son his life back. But more importantly, Michelle, in a way that he never, ever thought that he would have, or like in his wildest dreams. And she, oh, she's funny. She goes, Teresa, let me tell you something. She goes, my son, he's no picnic. She says, he could be, he's not easy.
She is an Italian mother, but I will say, I can't believe that she's coming through. I always wanted to know what she would think of me.
See?
Yeah.
And how amazing is that for her to thank you?
Yes.
She talks to me about children. Do you have children?
I do. Yes.
Okay. And how do you connect with the number three? Do you have three children? The month of March, is someone the age of three?
My son's birthday is January 3rd.
So validating that she held his soul before coming here into the physical world, and more importantly, knows of him. And I almost feel like she's, oh, Teresa, he has my eyes. She's so funny because I literally love, I go, he doesn't have your eyes. She goes, oh, yeah, but I'm just telling you that he has my eyes. But again, I feel like that would be her, right?
Yes, yes. He doesn't have her eyes. No.
Oh, I love it. So I'm also going to say this. Does your son make motion to things that are like not in the room?
Oh, my God, since he was born, and my sister and my mother and I say he's looking at something. He's looking at something. He's always looking at something in the air or at light or something. Yes.
Know that is the souls of your departed loved ones. Oh, so know, and know that your mother-in-law stands there as well. So now, who was the father figure for you that's departed?
Oh, Teresa.
Michelle, you did know what you were getting into when you bring it up.
No, I didn't know. No, I didn't know. Oh, my gosh. It's my stepfather, or who I call my stepfather.
But he was a father to you.
Yes, absolutely. Yes.
Validating for you that he is so proud of the woman that you've become. And more importantly, that it, those are the two, the main souls that they see, that your son sees in the room.
Oh my gosh.
So it's almost when he gets older, because he's still pretty young. Is that correct? That's how they're making me feel.
Yes.
So maybe like when he's maybe about like, because they're kind of innocent at like four or three, show them the picture of your stepfather, show him a picture of your mother-in-law. Be like, oh, I know who that is. Oh, that's the man that hangs out in my room. That's the woman that I see. Okay. So know that is their soul.
Okay.
Did you have that you have a thing where the toys go off or things go off in the room for no reason?
Yes.
Yeah. No one's playing with anything, touching anything. No. Know that that is the souls of your loved ones. Spirit has the amazing ability to be able to turn things on and off or make yes. things move. Know that that is them. These are the little hellos from heaven.
That has been happening to me since I was a child, that Ooh. I hear radios and things go off that were not on.
Who was the father? Is it your mom? I feel like it's on your mom's side. So was it your grandfather or would it be her grandfather?
My grandfather is passed on my okay. mom's side.
And when you were younger, yes. so know that's where that was also coming from as well.
Okay.
To validate yes. the presence. Who were you named after? Or is that who has the name Rose or the middle name is Rose, Roseanne, Rosemary, or has Rose in their name? Or you could connect with yellow roses.
Oh my God. My mother, that yellow roses, that's her favorite rose.
Okay. To validate that it is her loved ones stepping forward and validating that they've been watching over the family for years. Oh, I saw Amazing. Generations and generations.
Yes.
Does your mom have the brooch of the mother or the grandmother? Or like some type of, when spirit shows yeah. me a cameo, yeah. it's just my symbol. It could be specifically a cameo, but more importantly, it's my symbol for a brooch.
I have something with me. It's not my, I actually can show it to you if,
oh, sure.
if you want. It's her aunt. Oh. And I.
But she was like a mother to her. Is that correct?
She was close with my mother. Oh my gosh. I had jewelry of people who were.
Oh, that's departed. A brooch.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, that she was an aunt to, or cousin.
But mom. Very close to your mom, like they had this bond, validating her presence. And more importantly, not just a cliche statement of spirit saying, I've been watching over the family for years.
Yeah.
Knowing how the family has grown, has changed, separated.
Yes.
Fair enough?
Yes, yes.
And acknowledging that even though that we have these hardships, acknowledging on how proud they are of us.
Okay.
On how we've carried out all of the traditions, the family values that we held on to.
Okay.
Because sense. She's showing me that your mom has also kept things that have no monetary value whatsoever.
Agreed. That were yes. hers. Yes. She has. She took care of her. She was a caregiver to her.
Now, does she have an issue with her legs or who had the issue with the legs? Because all of a sudden I just made my leg. They won't separate. So they're like fighting right now. They're like, oh, I came mm-hmm. forward first. They're arguing right
I
now.
I can see that.
I'm dead. They're like, I'm dead longer. I get to talk. This one's saying, but I was closer to her than you. So like, I'm like, all right, guys, just stand together and just show me something. That. So I don't know. Sometimes when souls don't separate though, Michelle,
okay.
it's also my symbol for where the message comes from all of them.
Okay.
So when a soul makes my legs feel numb
right.
and then they have me jump up and down, it means that they were either, they had something, an issue with the legs.
Some, okay.
Sometimes they had something amputated. Maybe they were just bedridden or swelling of the legs, blood clots. It's validating that they are not restricted anymore from the legs.
Okay.
It did feel like it came from your aunt.
Okay.
From your mom's aunt. So whatever it is,
okay.
whatever she was going through, whatever was restricting her here?
She was, towards the end, unable to walk.
Okay.
Towards the end, yes.
Okay. Sometimes souls bring that up when they want to have me say, I want to thank them for the way that they cared for me. You
okay.
told me that she was your mother's caregiver.
Yes.
So she could not now thank her. She
okay.
had to
yes.
now use something else to validate it. That's why I think she made my legs feel numb.
Okay.
Validating that your mom did everything that she could. And she just said to me that your mom allowed her to leave the physical world with dignity and grace.
Yes, she did.
And she says, I want to thank her for that. I
okay.
appreciated everything that she had done for me.
Okay.
Things that she did not have to do for me.
Yes, absolutely. Yes. yes.
And that is why I left with dignity and grace.
Okay. Oh, my mom is going to cry when she hears that.
I feel like your stepdad,
yes.
the father figure, he's, hey, I was going to say that. And then I feel like the grandmother looked at him and goes, you weren't going to say that. Who were you? I feel like they're like totally like teasing him. Like he won't be able to say anything without them like teasing him.
Well, my grandmother is passed too. And she was close to my stepfather as well.
But that relationship of the quote unquote bantering, correct? Of that.
I can see that. Yes.
That he's, I'm never going to win. I'm outnumbered over here. Teresa, there's too many women.
I can see that. He's a character.
But he's like going with it. Like he totally just, he's just, I can't explain it. He's such a chill guy. Yeah. Like, just goes with the flow. Like, yeah, he literally looked at me and he's, yep. He goes, I can't believe I died. Yes. He's, do you? And then he literally looked at me, he goes, can you believe I'm dead? I go, no, I can't. But when a soul says, that's validating him. Do you understand that? Of if he left the physical world so quickly.
He did.
And or us also saying, I can't believe he's gone. Every time you say that, know that his soul is with you at that exact moment.
Okay.
Now, did he pass from something of the chest? Or was he not feeling? Because he just literally labored my breathing. I felt a blow to my chest and then he snapped his fingers at me.
He died of cancer very quickly during COVID and we were not able to be with him until the end.
Okay. So know that he says, I want you to know that now you understand the quickness.
The quickness, yes.
And he says, we thought I was going to be okay with my cancer.
Yes.
Because he literally, what he just showed me, Michelle, was like, he showed me stage one, stage four. And then he's, I was more like stage one. He's, it wasn't that, it was like, okay, I have cancer. We're going to handle this. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. He says, and then everything just went awry.
Yes. Very quickly. Yes. You're right.
So he says, I want you to start looking at that as a blessing.
Okay.
Because I'm looking at him like, you look like a young guy. And he's, listen, he says, Teresa, he goes, I was shown what my life would have been like, what I had to go through, what my family would have gone through, watching me go through that. He says,
okay.
And I was not going to make it.
We felt like we never got to say goodbye because we weren't with him through the end.
I find it so interesting on how spirit comes through and how they have me say things. It was like, literally, I wasn't feeling well. All of a sudden, I had this thing in my chest. I filled up with a fluid and I died. And then it was interesting because I asked him, I literally said to him, did you pass from COVID? Because sometimes when a soul just shows me alone in the bed, that has become my symbol for COVID. And I also feel that because I compare it to 9/11 in a way, because when 9/11 first happened, especially being from Long Island, it was like I had to say to spirit, listen, you just can't show me 9/11 because so many people died of 9/11. So I treat people that passed in the period of COVID because it's almost like a sense of somebody lost someone of COVID, everyone, and it just isn't. But because of the times and what we're going through, we tend to just think that it's so common. So I always need spirit to come through a little bit differently. So know that he says, because he showed me when you said we weren't able to be with him, he immediately showed me him in a bed and I saw four people around his bed. And I saw you all standing around his bed. I saw you holding his hand and I heard you all say goodbye. And I don't know if there was like a prayer because spirit just started. He just had me start saying like the Our Father. And that's just my symbol for, because I'm Catholic. It's just my symbol for that there was some type of prayer or something said where we all said it, even if we had it held it silent in our hearts, we all said it at that exact moment. Is that correct?
It's correct. He was not a religious man, and I am, and my mother is, and we had someone come in and say a prayer for him in that moment because we just felt like it was important, and we did. We stood there, and we held his hand, and he passed an hour later after that.
I just got the chills, Michelle. Validating 100% correct that he heard everything. Listen, spirit usually has me say, oh, they were singing, I heard them, they read a psalm, they did... It's not a common thing where spirit shows me holding hands around someone's bedside and saying a prayer.
So all I wanted to know, we just wanted to know that he knew we were there with him.
Absolutely. Heard every single word. And it's, I can feel you kiss him goodbye and I can feel the tears on his face as you said goodbye. He said, Michelle, the privilege was all mine to be your dad. He says, and I want to thank you for including me in every part of your life. When you didn't have to.
Thank you. Yeah. I was the closest to him.
He's funny. He goes, she would come to me, Teresa, not just for money. She would come to me just to ask my advice.
Yes. Yes, absolutely. Yes.
Oh my God. I love that. When spirit shows me the holding of the hands and the whispering of the ear, that's my symbol and sign that nothing was left unsaid, that everything that you did. And I do. Did somebody make a joke Or did somebody say something and then we all, as we're crying, like chuckled and laughed?
Oh, I'm not sure.
Maybe your mom would remember that, or someone else might have. Yeah. But that's how he made me feel. And then I felt, even though that it was such a sad moment of letting him go, he said, they saw the peace on my face after I died.
We did. I felt like at that point, I knew he wasn't there anymore. His body was there, but he wasn't. And the only thing I can think of is that he passed on my birthday. And so maybe the joke was that we felt like he wouldn't have had it any other way because he was that connected. But yeah, that my daughter, what I was going to ask is that my daughter was like, if he comes through, is there something with her? And then I don't know how to validate that for her.
Okay, so all I saw, this is what I saw. Before you said daughter, I kept seeing like a construction card, like a construction paper, and then I saw like a drawing. And then he like folded it up and then put it close to my heart. So that means two things. First thing, it means that, I don't know, she wrote something or drew something or gave something for him to be buried with. Okay. And or if there was something that you brought to the hospital or that she made him for him, or that you found amongst his things after he died.
We did find it amongst his things after he died. Yes. Okay. He kept a drawing of hers in a random spot from when she was little that she used to.
Are you kidding me?
He would draw on post-it paper that he would give her when she's very little. And he had it stuck in with old VHS tapes in an old cabinet in the house.
So validating that he is watching over, more importantly, still with her. Did she have a dream of him or thought that she saw him?
She dreams of him.
Okay.
Yes.
So know that those are visitations. So I don't dream of my loved ones that have died. Young children, and sometimes it's easier for them to connect with the souls of the departed because their minds aren't bogged down with busyness or burdens or guilt. And how a visitation works is when we have a dream, sometimes a dream doesn't even make any sense, but we remember them vividly. They're healthy. They're smiling. That is the visitation. So validating that is real. She's not crazy. It's not her imagination. And I love, Michelle, how he validated with something so unique from something that happened.
Yes.
Such a long time ago.
Yes,
right?
Was. Yeah, years ago. She's 9 now. It would have been 5, 6 years ago.
Wow.
Yes.
That after all those years that he still had that. Is your daughter named after your mother-in-law or a form of a name or a middle name, or did you discuss it?
We discussed it. Maybe a middle name. Yeah.
Perfect. To her, it means as if you actually did name her after her. Validating for your husband that he did hold the souls of your children before coming here into the physical world and that she knows of them.
Okay.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term medical plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term medical plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Okay, guys, I'm going to throw it back a bit. You know what I don't miss at all? I do not miss that vicious cycle before my period. I would feel like I was going to crawl out of my skin, sometimes the breakouts, and oh my God, can we talk about the cravings? But now, estro control makes it easier to manage PMS. So estro control is a formula developed by Happy Mammoth, a supplement company dedicated to making women's lives easier. The way estro control eases PMS is quite interesting. The ingredients help support the liver, and that's where our hormones get processed, especially estrogen. Estro control was created to help women feel like themselves all throughout the month because PMS can rob them of a week of their lives every single month.
And that just isn't fair. Estrogen Control is made specifically for women who are perimenopausal. It is perfect for women that haven't entered menopause yet. In fact, it's amazing for perimenopause when hormones start to fluctuate and PMS can turn into a beast. For a limited time, you can get 15% off on your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code SPIRIT at checkout.
How do you connect with earrings? Do you have your mother-in-law's earrings or do you have someone's earring?
I have my mother-in-law's necklace, but I do have someone's earrings. Gosh, I'm so glad I have this stuff here. I do have these earrings of someone else who has passed.
Validating, sometimes that could be the presence of the soul as well.
Okay.
Who was the sister that is departed or sister-in-law?
So the sister, my stepfather's sister, these are her earrings.
Shut up. Wait, literally, your stepfather, he just looked at me and he goes, she's crazy, this lady. He goes, I don't know how you. I go, well, because you showed it to me.
I could see him thinking you're crazy too.
Oh, he does. He's, you're out of your mind. You're crazy.
These are very old earrings that she gave to me.
Oh, wow.
That he gave
I can't even see them.
He gave them to me after she passed, and she passed a very long time ago when I was a child.
And were you going to give them to your daughter or when you thought about it?
No, it's amazing that I found them. So I just pulled them out because she's someone who is very close to me that I haven't spoken to in a very long time. Yep.
Amazing.
Yes.
So this doesn't mean, oh, I've got to give these to my daughter now, or it's just a validation. If you think of it, oh, what am I going to do with these? Maybe there's the moment where you're like, oh, maybe I'll let her have them or wear them first. But know that the spirit supports the choice and decision.
Okay.
Just looked at her. Oh, wait. He's a ham. He literally just looked. He goes, wow. He goes, you look great. He goes, you look better dead than you did alive. Oh. I literally just looked at your mother-in-law and I said to her, I go, did he just say that? Like, I can't. And then she looked at me and goes, you were crazy enough to say what he just said. I go, that's my job. I'm like,
I can see that. Yeah.
He's
personality.
I don't think I've ever had a soul. Now I'm doing this over two decades, a soul to someone, you look better dead than you did alive.
I could see that. I could see him saying that. Oh my God.
Was your father like a man that was good with the lawn or like gardening?
He liked to. I don't know if he was good at it, but he liked to do it.
Because he kept saying, he's telling you she's got to brush up her lawn or her gardening. So usually that's when someone was like really good at taking care of the lawn or gardening. But he made me feel like it needed more tending to. And I don't know
Lisa,
what this
you're
means.
You're going to laugh. So my house is under renovation. And right now we are not living in it. And one of the things that is not complete is the landscaping. There's no grass. There's no landscaping.
If you wonder if the souls want to know what's going on, these are the things. And I know like it's
so random.
So random. But that's what I love. Because these are the moments you would never think in a million years, Michelle, loved ones, to bring that up, right?
No, not at
that's all. The point. Because listen, we all love and miss them. We all wish that there was something that we could have done to have kept them here, that there was more or whatever. We could have done more, maybe if we'd known this or whatever it is. And I think that's such a common feeling that we're all left with.
Yeah.
That's why I need these completely random things that nobody would know about.
No. Yes. You're right.
But who would know are the souls of the departed? And validating that if they know this, it's also hard for me, Michelle, to tell people, like, especially like with your husband, with his mom, she's gone for so long that to say she hasn't missed out. Yeah, she's acknowledging that, but she physically still wasn't here. I can't even imagine what that must be like for your husband. I love the fact that she was the first one to come through and be like, I am so proud of my son, acknowledging you and all of these beautiful messages. But these little things, like what your father is saying, it's just remarkable.
My husband's had a hard time. He was 11 years old when she passed away. And it's shaped his life since then. He's never going to believe this. I hope I get the recording of this to read to me.
He'll just have to listen to the podcast. This is what I think that people don't understand in what I do.
Yeah.
This is about bringing people peace and comfort and validating that there truly is more to life than just here in the physical world, and that they are still with us with all of these little things. The thing like with the lawn, like those are the things that my jaw drops on. Yeah. And I know for you, even someone listening might be like, all right, so what about the lawn? But now that you explain it, it's what?
It makes sense. Yeah. That's crazy. Yeah. Wow.
It's amazing that this bond, no matter what happens, that bond will never be broken.
Yeah.
And that they will always be with us, loving, guiding, and protecting us from the other side.
And that's what we wanted to know. That's what I've always felt. But hearing it is different.
Okay, so now I'm going to ask you something which is not a common thing. Hi. I think this came from your mother-in-law because I can't separate them. So I'm not sure if it comes from your dad, the father figure, or her, because they're not separating. But they showed me like a little boy looking through a telescope and looking at the stars and just staring at the stars and talking to the sky.
All I can say is that last night the paper towel roll was done and we gave it to my son to use as a telescope looking at my daughter in the kitchen.
I'm done. The reading is over. The podcast has ended.
Just a little boy looking through a paper towel holder playing his a million toys, and that's what he played with all night.
And this just happened last night.
Last night. Yes, absolutely. In the kitchen where we are living right now.
Amazing. Wow. Completely insane.
Yes.
Now listen, this does not mean that your husband now has to believe in mediums. Does it mean that now he has to go run and see a medium or even now try to get a reading with me?
Yeah.
What this is a validation of an afterlife.
Right.
That even after decades of losing his mom, she has clearly validated that her soul has been with him all these years and will never leave him. And more importantly, that all those things that remind him of her, to truly know that is her. That's what I want him to believe in. That's the purpose of why I do what I do. And the fact that your stepdad was standing there and they wouldn't separate. It's like, nope, we got to stay here.
Yeah.
We have to stay here. And I feel like, I'm going to say this, Michelle, I don't know. Ask your husband that, because I keep feeling, because when I said, I don't know if this is also your mother-in-law, because I kept feeling like she kept showing me him as a child. So I don't know if there was a moment where he did things like that or just would sit and look at the stars and talk to the stars or the sky of, mom, are you there? Are you really watching over? Like validating that even at those moments, her soul was with him.
I will ask. And Teresa, we are not living home. We are living in the house that he grew up in. And this is the house that she lived in when she died. Thought I'd throw that out there for you.
What are you really? Are you trying to give me a heart attack or diarrhea?
I'm going
to
have a heart attack. Well, I was hoping that she would be one of the people that came through, and I'm in her house. I'm in her house. This is where she was living before she died. Which is very odd that we would even be here, but we are not living in our own home right now.
Listen, there's nothing odd. It's not a coincidence. This is the work of spirit.
I believe it. When I won that contest and I knew that we would be living here when we would have this reading, I just kept thinking this can't be a coincidence. What were the odds that something like that would happen?
And literally, I didn't even know your name.
No.
I only knew, I was like, they were like, oh, you have two readings today. And they had told me the schedule, like one, like this week, it was going to be someone that from the John Thiessen Foundation, the winner. I was like, oh, okay. Because, it just doesn't matter to me.
Right.
It's someone that is trusting me with the souls of their departed loved ones. Okay. And I love how an unbelievable validation of we all talk about timing is everything. Things happen for a reason.
Right.
Things happen for us, not to us. And your father goes, and they're going to be there a lot longer than they thought, Teresa. They thought they were going to be in and out. Oh, it's going to be another four months.
We've been here a lot longer than we thought, and I hope it's not another 4 months.
But validating, knowing of what you go. But I'm going to say this, but he made me feel like you deserve that. You deserve that. And I'm also going to say this. I also felt your stepdad, he like stands there and he doesn't move. I can see other souls, even his sister. I see the aunt. I see grandfathers. I see other generations of souls.
Okay.
But it's like the main people that stand there are your mother-in-law and your stepdad. And it's almost, like, yeah, you see them back there, but nah, we're not going to let you talk to them. and I feel like that it was so important also because they wanted this to be for you because you give so much of yourself all the time to everyone else and you put yourself on the back burner.
Thank you. Thank you. And they're right. And they're the ones I thought would come through and I hoped that they would come through.
And when we talk about self-care and putting ourselves first, I think a lot of times we just first think of our appearance, but a lot of times it needs to come from the soul. It needs to come from inside. And that's what we have to work on. And that's the thing that I love about your experience is they're giving you the gifts of peace. So it's almost like when you go back into your new home, that the souls of your departed loved ones, your ancestors, are going with you, loving, guiding, and protecting you. Were you going to go with a porch or something? Or what happened with the porch?
No porch.
Or some type of like decking or something? Or like a patio? Because I feel like your father was like, what's with the porch? What happened with the porch?
Well, they pushed... It's not a porch, but they pushed the front of our house out. So it's a bigger area than it was the last time he was there.
Oh, so there's no porch. There would be no porch.
No, there would be no porch, but it's the only outside change they made to the house was pushing it out.
Okay, now I understand the interpretation of what happened with the porch.
Yes, the house is bigger and yes, they got a bigger area outside. Yes, I guess you could consider that a porch, yes.
How do you connect with a horseshoe?
Oh, my. Teresa. Can you see?
No, I can't.
You can't.
Oh, what is that? Is that a brooch?
This
or a buckle?
Is the only thing that I took from my stepfather's house after he died. He was an Indianapolis Colts fan, and their symbol is a horseshoe. And this is a Colts little keychain that he had that I took that I have on my keys all the time.
I'm dead. I can't take it anymore. I can't take it. This is insane because literally, I wish you guys could see this right now. Michelle and I were just looking at each other. We both have wired headphones on. You got like a screen or something behind you, like some type of separating screen.
Yes.
I'm in my closet. I can't see anything.
No, there's
you
no
really
way.
Can't see that much up on a Zoom. Like
no.
You can't, you know, I could see your face. She's very pretty, by the way.
Thank you, Teresa.
Beautiful hair. She's very young.
Thank you, Teresa. We were all hoping that he said something about the horseshoe. We were hoping.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Listen, you better stop because other the people that are now all calling the hotline, they're all going to be like, oh.
There is another connection to the horseshoe, too. Another figure. I don't know if there's anybody else with the horseshoe, but definitely my stepfather.
Okay. However you can connect with it. Is this, look, it's also not a coincidence, Michelle, I said to you, your father, your mother-in-law, they're the main one. I can see all of the souls behind you. And then I go into this. They literally showed me a horseshoe over a front door walking into a house. So that's how they got me to say horseshoe.
Yeah.
So signs and symbols and messages can come from anyone. It just doesn't always have to be one person. It's however you can connect with it.
Yes.
Validating the soul's presence, but so important because the thing that I admire the most, Michelle, right now is your stepdad. I refer to him as your dad, your father. Yeah. You had all these, if you were wondering if
I was.
He was okay, if he knew that you all said goodbye, if he knew that you were there. Your mother-in-law, who passed away when your husband was 11.
Yeah.
Here they are talking about all of these things, and the reading is taking place in her house.
Yes. Yeah.
It's a miracle. It's literally a miracle.
Yes.
It's a beautiful blessing and gift that your loved ones had given you today.
I agree. It's almost like the path. Think about the path that had to happen to get to the reading in this house today is what I keep thinking about listening to what you're saying.
Yeah. And what an unbelievable and amazing job they did.
Yes.
And I always say, you know what? It's not me, Michelle. It's your loved ones. I always just say the only thing I take credit for is that I'm saying everything that they make me sense, feel, and hear.
Okay.
They mean nothing to me. Life-changing to you. Absolutely. And truly validating an afterlife.
Yes.
And I cannot thank you enough for giving me the opportunity to share my gift with you, but more importantly, for trusting me with these messages. And more importantly, what not only you, but your husband, who is a little skeptical of what I do, which I get and I support, and I respect him for that. But I just want him just to believe and know that his mom hasn't left him.
Thank you. I will relay the message. Thank you.
And
Teresa.
He'll just have to listen to the episode.
Yes, I think he will. I think he will. And with my father, my stepfather, I feel closure that I haven't felt in over a year. So thank you for that.
Oh, thank you again, Michelle. I really appreciate it. I wish you all the best of luck. I hope these messages bring your husband the comfort and peace that he has been looking for all these years.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
I'm Michelle Price, and I'm from Massapequa, New York. In the beginning, I was really nervous, and, you know, Teresa kind of commented on how people get on and say that they're sort of deer in headlights, and I knew what to expect, but every time someone came forward or every time she made a connection, I was just shocked about how real, you know, it all felt. I was surprised about who was coming forward and that, you know, there were so many connections to things that, you know, were important to me. One of the people that came through was my stepfather. He passed away about a year ago, and he was an Indianapolis Colts fan. So the team symbol is a horseshoe. And I actually had something here. I'm not something that she could see, but it was a keychain with a horseshoe symbol on it. My mom and my sister and I were hoping that she said something about a horseshoe. And sure enough, towards the end of the reading, she did. She asked, you know, how we connect to a horseshoe, which was, you know, amazing that he kind of validated with that symbol, which was important to him. My family was interesting, you know, so I told my husband and my daughter, but telling like my mom and my sister, I feel like I didn't even probably do it justice. I can't wait till they actually listen to the podcast. It's exciting to hear. At the same time, I think it's shocking to hear. So I think it'll be nice when they hear the podcast, you know, from her saying it and not just me kind of retelling it. In the moment, it's hard to kind of focus on what she's saying and remembering everything. But so there were some things where I was not quite sure if I connected, but after thinking about it, I felt like maybe there was a connection or, you know, there was a meaning to it. I think I was also surprised. A family member came forward more of a message from my mom actually than me. And I don't know if I expected that, but it was a nice message. And my mom, I think, was surprised as well. So that was a nice surprise. I think I felt a certain amount of peace actually after I spoke with Teresa. I think you kind of hope that your family members are with you and, you know, their memory and their spirit are with you. But just hearing her say it, I think I really like walked away with a certain amount of peace that they're okay and that they're always with you and looking over you. Even though I kind of knew that already, it was just so nice to hear her say that. You know, his mom first came forward and she said, you know, my son is not easy and he's difficult and it wasn't easy to, you know, to be with him. And that's true. So, you know, that was something that I keep thinking about. When my stepfather kept coming through, paused for a second, and Teresa had mentioned that his sister was with him and
stopped and said, hey, you look better dead than you looked alive. I could totally see him seeing that. So that's definitely something that I've been telling people, which is a great little comment, because we could see him saying that. My stepfather and my mother-in-law, who have never met each other, were kind of somehow connected in this spiritual way. It was nice too. I made a donation and kind of entered a contest, and that's how I got this reading in the first place. And I think everything happens for a reason. I think there was just meant to be that I kind of was able to talk to some of my family members and just get some closure. And my stepfather passed away during COVID, not of COVID, but it was really tough, having cancer and in COVID time, we couldn't be with him. So, that was one of the biggest things, to just be able to hear what I was hoping, this whole time, that we didn't have to feel guilty how he passed. Even some of the moments when she was describing us being in the room with him on, we thankfully were able to go and see him in the last hour. I can't stop thinking about that. And that's something that, will definitely stay with me. So I'm just so thankful for the opportunity. It's something I will never forget. I'll never have another experience like that. And I'm just so grateful that I know how many people, would love to have a reading from Teresa and wait so long. And it just kind of fell in my lap. And I'm just very grateful for that.
Hey guys, if you're loving Hey Spirit and my new series on Lifetime, Teresa Caputo Raising Spirits, you might love my live show, Teresa Caputo Live. Check out my website at teresacaputo.com for tickets and to see if I'm in a city near you.